my new slur for German people.
One of my all-time favorite slur is a German slur for Italians.
What's that?
Katzenessen.
Katzenessen?
Katzenessen.
What's that mean?
Cat eater.
Wow.
Germans call Italians cat eaters.
Well, leave it to the Germans to come up with a pretty, an inappropriate racial
fucked up
slur.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The kings of it.
Good evening.
The czars of, no, not the czars. The, what was the word I'm thinking of?
Who?
Well, Führer of it, I guess.
Is it Führer?
They're not the kings of it, they're the Führers of it.
Oh, yeah, but what does Führer mean? I don't know. Does it mean something other than like king in German?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it mean?
No, that's what it means.
Führer means Führer?
It means king, pretty much, like emperor.
So it's its own word?
Yeah.
I don't really, there's no, I don't get how there's no English translations of things. You know what I mean? Like, there would seem... It would seem to me that there would have to be a translation for, like, everything, but there really isn't.
No, sometimes we just take their words.
But does that mean...
Other words.
That,
so much
like
shit is
people,
from Latin and...
But does that mean the people in, like, America, like, are just inherently dumber because they don't feel the same emotions or something like that?
I think we're just more open.
I see.
I think they're like, oh, there is a word for that. Okay. We'll just use that one.
Like, Schadenfreude, you know? That's like become a fucking English word.
How fucked up people do you have to be to invent one word for that situation?
The Germans, yeah. The Sprockets. The Mike Myers bit.
Yeah.
That's what I picture. Yeah. That's what I picture all of Germany to be like always.
Yeah.
You know?
Either that or super angry.
Yeah. But just like weird, like fucking, you know, what's that movie? Big Lebowski. Knox Harris.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah. Or, no.
The marmot.
The fucking Knox Harrington, the video artist. You know, there's a, like, that's what I pictured German people.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Welcome to Fantasy Boys.
This
glad
week.
To have you.
Yeah,
no Billy this week. No
we
sit-in this week. This
yes.
is a one-on-one.
It's one-on-one
match.
It's a steel cage match.
We're gonna blow each other live.
Live in studio, right here. You're going to hear us the sound of one of us climax and the other one getting uninterested. Oh man, welcome, boys. We are 1 week away until 0-16, and it's gonna happen. And Hugh Jackson is going to keep his job.
I still don't know if that's for sure. They can say it all they want.
Oh, he's definitely keeping his job. He's unfireable. He's the fucking Highlander.
Why is he unfireable?
I don't know. You tell me. Apparently he is.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know what the coaching search is going to be like. I mean, you already have top prospects. Sam Darnold a while ago, even though he's recanting statements, and going, I'll just be glad to play for whoever you're going
to
have.
Yeah, because he wants to get that number one pick money.
He wants the number one pick money, and also his fucking draft stock slid because he had a shitty season. He turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And then Rosen, who looks like the better and more ready prospect, is more or less coming out and saying,
what he said is,
I'd rather get picked later than earlier, as long as it's the right team. So... He is saying, I don't think I want to be a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
Which, you can go ahead and fuck yourself, but we'll take you if we want you anyways.
I mean, yeah.
Jim Kelly was, like, so vocal about being a Buffalo Bill. Went to the USFL instead.
Mm.
And then has become the most beloved Buffalo Bill of all time.
I suppose. John Elway also did the same thing, didn't he? It was the Colts that he was supposed to go to, and they traded or something like that.
Yeah. Eli Manning, shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Manning didn't want to play in fucking San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would
no, but
he
I mean,
play
like
in San Diego.
No, I mean, fucking John Elway, like in the '80s, did the same thing. Like he was supposed to go to the Colts.
Yeah,
yeah. But fucking yeah, Eli Manning and Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers probably the better of the two, but won't get in the Hall of Fame, and Eli will.
Yeah, I mean, Philip Rivers has like Marino kind of.
Hmm.
You know,
he's even worse
might,
than Marino. He like
yeah,
never
Marino
made it to
was,
a fucking. Didn't Marino made it to a Super Bowl? Right, he just lost. Or they made? Did he never make it?
Look that up. I'm not sure about that.
I thought maybe he did in like one of his first or second year or something like that, and they got blown out. But I don't remember. I don't know a whole lot about 80s Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of like a dead period for.
I know that.
I know the Raiders were good in the late Redskins 70s. Redskins
were good in the 80s.
Yeah, the Raiders were good in the late.
Since he made it to the Super Bowl.
They did with Boomer, I think.
80s Super Bowls and Icky Woods. The Bears, obviously.
The Bears, yeah. But they were only good the one season, man. Like, I don't think
86, they were nasty, too, and they won again, I think. Let's take a look.
Super Bowl 19?
Let's see. 1980, Pittsburgh beat L.A. All right.
And then
in
1981,
Oakland beat Philly.
And that was without my favorite football player of all time, Kenny the Snake Stabler.
Yeah, Kenny Stabler.
Was the fucking greatest fucking hardcore dude of all time. And he won. Did he win two in the 70s? We're going to 80s. Keep going to 80s.
You had 81 was Oakland over Philly. 82, San Francisco over Cincy. So Cincy, that's, you know, Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
83, Washington over Miami.
All right.
84 is L.A. over Washington.
All right.
85 is, okay. Yeah, 85 is San Francisco and Miami.
Yeah.
The 85 Bears ended up winning the Super Bowl in 86.
Right, right. It's always
easy. It bleeds over into the next season, but they won 46-10.
Yeah, all these 80 Super Bowls sucked. Like, there wasn't a close one amongst them.
And then, yeah, 86 Bears did not make it to the Super Bowl, but they were a nasty team. But Washington beat Denver 42-10. And that's where you get that John Elway, like, those wins in the
oh, yeah, the drive.
In the 90s were so big for him because he could not win for a long time, and that was a big knock on him. And then he won two decisive ones.
My favorite,
there's a lot of talent on those teams.
Oh, yeah. But my favorite image of one of those Super Bowls, I think it was the first one, where, like, he's running into the end zone, and he gets fucking, like, knocked the fuck out, and he still holds on to the ball and scores a touchdown at, like, 38
years old.
Never
seen that one.
John Elway was fucking, like, I remember liking those 90s Broncos teams because not old enough for when he was the drive and the fumble. And, like, at that time, the Browns weren't even a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, then, so he lost to Washington 42-10, and then a couple years later, in that 1990 Super Bowl from the 89 season, he lost 55-10 to San Francisco. San Francisco also won the year before over Cincinnati.
Yeah, San Francisco was a big powerhouse in, like, the 80s.
Yeah, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana days.
Dwight Clark, former Browns GM. He has that that catch, you know, where he catches
on
the fucking
that
helmet.
Iconic wobbly pass that he catches in the end zone.
All those guys, like, I mean, the game was, like, completely fucking different. You know what I mean? Like, none of those guys threw for 30 touchdowns a year.
No, it was all running. For the most part.
That's why they always say Joe Montana was the best quarterback ever because he won four, except Brady now or whatever. But it's like, I remember the very end of Joe Montana because my grandma was a big Joe Montana fan. And, like, when he moved to the Chiefs, left for the Chiefs in, like, 93 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She became a Chiefs fan. And I think that's the only year he played there because he fucking sucked so bad. But he was playing in the 70s, you know what I mean? That was in the 90s, so.
Notre Dame product.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last
good
Notre
Dame.
The
only good
Dame.
One, yeah. Jimmy Clausen, Deshaun Kaiser.
I love how, because I hate Jimmy Clausen. I hated Jimmy Clausen from the moment I heard that story of him in high school taking this big stretch Hummer limousine. Remember when Hummer first came back and then Hummer limousines came out?
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Mm-hmm. He showed up to sign his letter of intent to Notre Dame to this big party in a fucking Hummer limousine.
He was a second round pick.
Fuck this kid. He looked like if Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes grew up as a total fucking asshole.
They drafted, didn't fucking Carolina drafted him in like the high second round, then the next
year.
They
the very next year, first overall pick Cam Newton. And Jimmy Clausen's career just got buried. I don't think he was any good anyways.
He played for the Bears, I think, up until last year.
Do you remember a couple years ago? I can't remember what year, but Caleb Haney was the back, quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was the third string quarterback. I can't remember who their second string quarterback is. For whatever reason, I want to say Jason Campbell.
That's possible.
So Jay Cutler in a playoff game, this was the game where he went down and he had like a bruised knee and he took a bunch of shit for it.
Yeah, they showed him on
the bike. Yeah, because he didn't go back into the game in the playoffs. It's like, okay, you're moving, so you should be fighting to get into the game. So he took a lot of shit for that. And then Jason Campbell, if I'm not mistaken, went in. He goes down quick. And then Caleb Haney, who clearly did not think he was going to see any fucking camera time in the NFL playoffs nationally, has this goofy, like, I'm going to grow a mustache, cut a mustache. And you know that one of the first things that pops into his head as he's running on that field is, I wish I shaved this fucking mustache. And then he went out there and got his ass beat.
Who was, well, Chicago has like a history of fucking derpy fucking QBs.
Jim McMahon.
I like Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon was badass. The only athlete to ever appear on the cover of Rolling Stone.
No shit.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, what was his name? Kyle, it was the year when they had Rex Grossman, and who was the other dude? Kyle something.
Neckbeard.
Kyle Orton, yes!
Neckbeard.
Kyle Orton was the fucking
Purdue?
Goofiest right? fucking... Oh, yeah, I think he was
Kyle Orton from
Purdue. He had a good fucking, like, solid 10-year career in the NFL, though, as, like, a second stringer, but, like, he started a couple of...
Didn't he start for... Was that him or Grossman that started for a little bit in Dallas?
That was Neckbeard in Dallas.
I think it was Orton in Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, and he did well in Dallas. Yeah. Tony Homo was always fucking hurt.
He had some kind of like, I wouldn't say quite to that extent, but Case Keenum-like fill-in.
Yeah, who's going to get paid this year.
Yeah, I hope we don't pay him. I think that Case Keenum would be not a train wreck in Cleveland.
look at Kyle Orton's fucking...
Oh my god, he's such a gross looking dude. That man is an NFL quarterback.
That's what's gonna be the picture of the episode. We're gonna have Kyle Orton's fucking picture. Kyle Orton. There's so many like funny ass fucking pictures of Kyle Orton on the internet. look at that fucking haircut. Look, give me that booze, you pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
He looks Asian.
Yeah, he fucking. I don't get it. He's the goofiest fucking looking. Oh, this one is a great choice hairstyle.
Kyle Orton. Oh my god.
Kyle.
Look at his face. An NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
Denver. That's who he played for. He had some solid seasons at Denver.
Denver had a big revolving door quarterback situation for a long time.
They still
do. John Elway. They got a couple.
Kyle Orton. Oh, that's so funny. Look at that hair. Look at that goddamn hair.
We need to put that on Instagram.
Yeah. I'll tweet that out. Oh, there's some gems. There are some absolute fucking Kyle Orton gems.
I always loved the Charlie Whitehurst look.
Oh, the big fucking gunt?
Like a fucking...
Oh, Charlie Whitehurst. Who's the Notre Dame guy?
What is a gunt?
A gunt, you know, like he has the fucking...
Oh, Fupa?
Khakis? Yeah, he wears khakis pleated for some reason.
Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss, yes. Charlie Whitehurst, fiancé of Jewel.
What?
Yep.
Good for Charlie Whitehurst.
He's engaged to Jewel.
He looks like if Jesus was an Abercrombie model.
He does. Clipboard or Jesus.
No, an American Eagle model. In the early 2000s.
Yeah, he looks like he should be wearing some carpenter pants. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, this is the most true. Somebody photoshopped Kyle Orton as like a pig man.
Oh. Jay Cutler smoking cigarettes is one of my favorite
smoking
things.
Jay Cutler.
Oh my
another
god.
Fucking good one.
I don't know how you come up with that, but it's so fucking fitting.
Oh, it's the best. Like, fucking, I don't know. I watch entirely too much football, so like a good fucking football meme is is good with me. Smoking Jay Cutler. You guys should look that one up. It's a good one. I'm sorry, I'm still distracted.
It's like a
by
whole Tumblr
Kyle
type of a deal. It's like a full page. It's great.
Look at this is his latter years.
Look at him. He looks like a fucking South Florida detective.
True Detective Season 3, Kyle Orton and Jay Cutler.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch
Flacco supposed to play Johnny Unitas in something?
I don't know, but
I remember his family being like, "Don't fucking use Joe Flacco."
Yeah, it's like he's boring as fuck. Yeah, like his own dad said, he's the most boring human being on earth.
He played at Delaware.
Hi, I'm in Delaware. Speaking of that, Wayne's World 2 was on this weekend. Not a good movie.
It doesn't hold up?
No.
I remember really enjoying it.
It was, I mean, the first one still does. The first one's great. The second one is like they had a probably like okay to sequel and they didn't write anything. And it's just like the same joke. The same thing would happen in Austin Powers. It's the exact same
joke. I thought the Austin Powers sequels, and once again, I haven't watched these in forever, I thought they were so funny.
Yeah, you were fucking probably 12 years old like I was.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. 13, 14. Like, go back and watch it. The first one still holds up. Austin Powers International Man of Mystery is hilarious. Fucking the other two are carbon copies of one another and just like slightly less funny jokes.
You know what was one of the all-time biggest take the money and run garbage nonsense messes?
What's that?
Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh yeah, with fucking John Goodman.
All of the Jim weird Belushi. Magical things happening?
I don't remember that. The only part I remember from that is they have to get out of a situation somehow, and like, so they take shaving cream and
yeah,
like pretend
spray it all over the face of assers like rabies
or something. I don't know. That's literally the only thing I remember from that.
I remember so much because I love the original so much. The original still holds up. It is hilarious to this day.
Yeah,
I think the original is so funny. The overkill with the fucking car pileups and.
I've seen it once or twice.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, you suck.
It's alright.
It's a great movie.
I like,
it is a behind great movie.
I like other 80s.
Four whole fried chickens and a Coke and some dry white toast.
I don't even, see, that's way too deep for me. The only thing I remember is like
whip. Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's John Candy. You're missing out, man. It's a classic.
Love me some John Candy, though. John Candy, fucking hilarious.
I love John Candy. Watched Home Alone over the Christmas season.
Is he in that?
Yeah. I specifically, in my travels through Wisconsin, stopped in Sheboygan and Kenosha.
Oh, just because?
Specifically because they're from his character in Home Alone. I got an oil change in Sheboygan, and I bought cheese in Kenosha. But there is this fucking, it's called Mars Cheese Castle. It is a gigantic castle building directly off the freeway. And it's just filled with cheese and cheese restaurants. And then like half of it is a gift shop. It's so much gift shop.
So it's like Wisconsin's grandpa's cheese barn?
But like campier in times 10.
I see.
Plus you can see it from the freeway. So it's like...
Reverse engineer that? Is that from the movie? I don't remember John Candy's part.
John Candy is... Okay, so Home Alone, the terrible parents. I mean, like, they're...
Oh, yeah, well,
they... Yeah, you should most certainly know that your youngest child is not on a fucking plane, you idiots. And then, like, in the second one, it's hilarious. They don't acknowledge that Kevin was, like, almost... murdered by Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci had his finger in his mouth and was going to bite it off. So these shitty parents, like, she's trying to find her way back, and she's in Scranton, and she's like freaking out at the airline. People's like, "Fucking Christmas Day, lady! Like, calm down. No, we can't just give you a flight. We don't care if you just left your child home and couldn't find a way for somebody to look after. You know, the police went one time, knocked on the door, like, oh, no, sorry, that's it." You couldn't get anybody else to go watch this kid.
Not a neighbor, not a family member.
So instead, John Candy's like offering her a ride. He's Gus from the Kenosha Kickers.
Okay, I vaguely remember.
Dama Vuji Polka, aka Kiss Me Polka. Polka, 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 polka. Nothing? None of this?
No, I haven't seen...
Sold 600 copies in Sheboygan. Real big in Sheboygan.
I have no idea what you're fucking
Kenosha Kickers, right? 600 copies in Sheboygan. That's why I stopped at those two places.
Alright, so you're a bigger Home Alone fan than myself.
My family does like a Christmas movie marathon every year.
man, you love your family a lot. Like,
I do. And that's
cool.
I don't see him that much.
I'm not shaming you. I just, like, I don't have any of those traditions. Like,
my sister's in the military, and she's gone all the time. She's been gone since, you know, a little bit. So like, she did 3 years of college, like the past couple of years, the week of Christmas is usually the only time she's in town. Plus, my brother works a lot. And he actually had to work a bunch during the Christmas season this year, so we drove over to his place for a couple hours a night from the 21st to the 23rd. And then he had to work Christmas Eve, and he came at night.
Did you see his bunny?
I did see his destructive bunny.
I was just talking to someone about that last night. I was like, my buddy's brother has a bunny, because they were talking about fucking having a rabbit for a pet. And I was like, I don't think that that's... I'm sure they're cute, but I don't know.
If you have a rabbit as a pet and you want to let it run around when you're there and you want to put it in the cage the rest of the time, fine, I get it. They're, like, you know, kind of low maintenance and more or less like a more fun guinea pig. But, like, my brother leaves the thing just go. Like a cat or a dog. Like, it just has free run of the place, and of course it fucking shits everywhere and eats everything possible. It has done thousands of dollars worth of damage. Thousands.
A fucking rabbit.
But apparently, if you just let it run around like a cat or a dog, it doubles its lifespan.
Yeah, that's even worse. That means it's twice as much.
15, 16 years, yeah.
Fucking ruin your shit.
It took me, like, on the third day of me being there, it, like, finally came kind of close and then didn't run away when I tried to pet it. So I pet it for, like, 30 seconds, and then it fucked right back on off.
Yeah, didn't you say it was really mean, too?
Like, it's not really mean. It's just super antisocial, and it's pretty hilarious because, like, it's super territorial.
Right.
Like, it used to be this one chair. Like, that chair is her chair. She pretty much lives under it. And then she got super territorial of the Christmas tree, the fake Christmas tree my brother has, so she just kicked it under the Christmas tree all the time. If you got close, she'd kind of, like, lunge at you real quick. But, like, if when I used to go sit in the chair that was her chair, it would go behind the couch. And it would thump. It would just, like, quick, like, whaps against the carpet. You just go, whap. And it's my brother, who's done all this research on rabbit psychology. I was like, yeah, you are in her territory. She doesn't like it. And she's throwing a tantrum. So she's thumping.
That's wild, dude. I've never, like, heard of
it. Yeah. No, it's just, like, all that I've heard is just my brother. And I've never heard of anybody else doing this.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. But he did a bunch of research, and, like, they didn't go buy a bunny. They didn't choose the bunny life. The bunny life chose them because my brother's girlfriend's grandmother gave it to them as a gift.
So does it, like, even come to him, or is...
If he calls it, no. But, like, it is more social with him. It's like, if anybody's around, it hides, and then he claims, at least, I have no evidence of this. But he says that it, like, needs a bunch of attention. And comes to him all the time. I've slept at my brother's house and woke up with that thing, like, on the end of the couch staring at me. I'm like, fuck this thing.
Rabbits are, like, fucking quick, too, right?
Lightning
fast. Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, a super, like, hairy rabbit. It looks like a stuffed animal. It's, like, brown and, like, real long hairs.
Yeah.
So it's trippy looking.
Man, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. It is. Scout.
It's like, have you ever known anybody with a pot-bellied pig?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. I would imagine... I read, because, like, my ex-girlfriend wanted a pot-bellied pig. Just, like, as a joke. She didn't actually want it. But we... For shits, I fucking looked it up online or whatever. And I guess they're really bad at, like, burrowing, like, into your house. Like, they cause exactly thousands of dollars worth of damage. Because these aren't, like, fucking domesticated fucking animals. You know what I mean? Like, you can't fucking just, like... keep a fucking squirrel or a
Do you remember
raccoon.
Robin Big?
Yeah.
When he got the mini horse, and the mini horse was a total asshole. Pissed everywhere and got erections all the time. You should not have that mini horse and treat it like a dog. It's a fucking mini horse. Throw it in the goddamn garden or something.
I remember that was like Robin Big, and then like after it was like Viva La Bam. Remember those fucking shows?
I came to hate Viva La Bam so much.
Exactly. Bam Margera is a fucking asshole, dude.
He really is. Shit that he would do, his dad's like the nicest person ever, and you're going and you're smacking your dad? Don't do that.
Yeah. Jackass, that was earlier, though. That was like 2000. But, what was some other one? Like, the MTV, like, fucking... Well, you're about the same age as me. Like 2004 and shit. Because didn't Big Black from Robin Big have like a spinoff show too?
I don't think he got his own spinoff show. Pimp My Ride was big back then.
Pimp My Ride. X to the Z exhibit.
Dove Davidoff does a great bit on that show.
Oh, really?
These kids that come, he's like, I want to be a marine biologist. Okay, kid, you're going to be a marine biologist? We're going to put a fucking shark tank in your car. Kids showing up to job interviews in this bright pink fucking shark tank.
I like Dove Davidoff. He's very underrated. Like, nobody knows who the fuck he is, but he's hilarious.
I enjoy that one special that's, like, on, like, a stage with garbage all over the place. It's supposed to be, like, a junkyard kind of feel.
Yeah.
That special killed me. That's one of my all-time favorites.
I believe, like, I heard on a podcast, like, a long time ago, but, like, his life story is, like, super crazy, I think. Like, I don't want to talk out of school, but I believe, like, he grew up in, like, a brothel or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And something, like, I think, I want to say, like, his dad was in, worked adjacent to the mob or something like that, and he had, like, dozens of brothers and sisters, like, in abject poverty or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. But, like, he's a really, like, cerebral guy, too. Like, all of his jokes are, like, fucking
hard. Very well thought out.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot. He's actually going to... Because after you sent me that text message yesterday, I Googled who was going to be at the Denver Comedy Works, and he's going to be there, actually, the week after what we were talking about.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
I almost opened for him twice. I almost opened for him... And I got offered 3 times to open for Sebastian Maniscalco, and I had something else every single time.
Really? I'm not very familiar with him.
Love Sebastian Maniscalco.
Was he the one that was in that Jerry Seinfeld movie? Oh, no, that's Orny Adams.
Yes, right? That was Orny Adams. Sebastian Maniscalco is one of the biggest in the game right now. Sebastian Maniscalco is selling out theaters. He's able to do 2 theater shows in a night.
Really?
Sell them both out. He's that big at this point.
Seriously?
Yes, he is one of the top guys in the game right now. He is at a Tom Segura, Bill Burr kind of level, almost.
You think Tom Segura is as big as Bill Burr?
No.
No, I don't think
so. Bill Burr is a step above the two of them, but, like, Tom Segura is a sellout theaters all over the country kind of comic. There's only a small handful of those guys.
Right. Bill Burr is, like, the top guy, I think. Like,
now that Louis's fallen off.
Yeah, I'd say Bill Burr is probably, like, he's the most respected person in comedy.
Pretty much. Rogan's one of them.
Rogan is one of them.
He is really quickly selling out huge fucking...
He's playing in Vegas.
Brian Regan's quietly one of them.
Yeah, but I believe that. Like, Brian Regan is...
He doesn't do any TV or movies, though. You don't see him anywhere but doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, you're right. But, like, he's so palatable for everybody loves Brian Regan because he's fucking hilarious and, like, inoffensive. It sounds like I'm saying it, like, in a pejorative way, inoffensive, but I don't mean that. I just mean, like, everybody, like, thinks that Brian Regan is funny. You know what I mean? Like, your grandma will think Brian Regan is funny.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of the comics I talk to, like, the dirtier guys... will say that that's one of their favorite comics, and he's honestly my absolute favorite. Like, him, and it's gonna sound kind of crazy, but Kevin James are, like, again, the two most influential comedians when I was, like, first getting into it and first dreaming of doing it.
Sweat the Small Stuff is an A-plus comedy special.
Top notch. And another guy that could take that act anywhere and do it for anybody.
When that first came out, I watched it with my mom. Like, it was just... Me and my mom were watching TV or whatever, and we were, like, crying laughing together. Mm-hmm. And I was probably, like, 8th grade, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. Fucking phenomenal. And he hasn't done a fucking thing
Never
since,
again.
Right?
Just TVs and movies and, like some of his... Like, I loved King of Queens. That was my favorite show for a long time.
It's a solid show.
Especially, one of the solidest, like, him as a character is unreal. And then Jerry Stiller, his character. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. I think he's... Everybody's I think he was funnier there Patton than on Oswald. Seinfeld. Patton Oswalt's amazing.
Who's
Gary Valentine's
brother?
His real life brother.
Yeah. Leah Remini's fucking great. Mm-hmm. Except that she was always such a bitch to him.
She was so much hotter than him.
I know. Well, but, like, And he knew that. You could sense that he knew it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I fucking took it. But that's like, that's sad to me. Like, you don't have to take that, Kevin James.
Have some self-respect, Kevin.
Exactly. James. Like, Kevin, like, this when they didn't, when the studio audience left the place that, like, they were on Craigslist fucking needing a stud for wife in search of BBC.
She was a fucking Scientologist, like, yeah, on board. She's come out very much against them.
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody with a fucking...
And he was, but he was a brain when he got into it in the first place.
I was joking around with Jimmy that, like, they're opening a Scientology center or whatever in Parma.
Are they?
Yeah, and I was like, let's fucking go. And, like, but I think it was Jimmy. I don't remember. Somebody that was there at least told
they're
us...
They're going to murder you in an alley.
Yeah, well, but that, like, somebody did this or whatever, like, already, just to, like, fuck with them. And then they ended up being, like, a fucking Scientologist.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, well, they... you should go in, like, several pairs to make sure they don't... that you leave the place. I was like, how could it be that fucking convincing? You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. I bet...
I think...
People have
they just know how to kind of prey on people's insecurities, yeah. And they, I don't know, it's crazy. And then, like, once you are in, they just, like, beat you down and abuse you, and they will get you to snitch on each other, and they create this fear.
But it's so stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so stupid. How the fuck could you be, like, that fucking naive to let these fucking people that have a story about, like... the most ridiculous, like, thetans, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't, it's been repeatedly, like, well, that South Park thing was probably the first thing to do, because they got, like, in serious shit for that, didn't they?
They made Chef leave. Chef didn't want to leave.
But I thought he left out of principle. Yeah, yeah.
Apparently they made him leave.
They kicked him out?
Not South Park. The Church of Scientology.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I recently read that.
And what?
Somewhere online.
Sure. Yeah. Send it to
me. I read a lot of random shit all day long at work.
Fucking...
A lot of cracked.com.
Yeah. I read sometimes cracked.com. The one thing that cracked.com, like, pissed me off was, like, when Robin... I remember distinctly when Robin Williams killed himself, it was like, 5 reasons why funny people are depressed. Something like that. It's like,
yeah, there's a lot of trash. And like, sometimes they'll take from really shitty contributors. Holy shit.
Yeah. Anybody can fucking...
I want to know how you come up with an original list. How you make lists without looking at other lists. Like, how do you do enough research? How do you get the idea in your head, like, the 10 biggest dicks from the fucking... the European, you know, Age of Enlightenment.
Descartes.
Yeah, how are you knowing anything?
He's a chode.
How are you putting these things together?
I think, therefore I fuck. Robespierre. He hung to the left.
Chad Weaver's here.
Chad Weaver is here?
Uh-huh, he said we're outside Ryan's.
Oh, why is he... Didn't he fucking text me? Oh, maybe he did. Oh, yeah. Apparently
we're pausing.
All right, hold on.
We'll be back. We'll have Chad Weaver. It'll be sexy.
Myself that day.
With the turd itself or with the toilet paper?
The turd itself, I believe.
Wait, you clogged the toilet with the turd itself?
Dude, it was a fucking, like... It was one of those rare ones. Like, I don't normally... I don't poop big. I'm not a big pooper.
I ain't a big pooper!
I claim to be no big pooper. But, but you know, this one, it was a sight to behold. Yeah, I am
known as a big pooper.
I was laughing about it when I was, because I just walked out of the bathroom and I'm like, what do you say? Because I'm stoked I won $5 from my dad eating this whole burrito. But I'm also, like, embarrassed at the fact that I'm like, you know.
How do you clog a toilet with a turd?
Dude, you fucking drop a bomb. That's what you do.
Man.
You just fucking blow
up. You have
up.
To cut it up with a fucking wire hanger.
Fucking sat in there, snaked it.
Ugh. And we're back. Wilson Rivera joined us. He once clogged a toilet with a turd.
Yeah, with a whole poop.
I mean, that's a hard You know what the diameter of a fucking toilet hole is, right?
No.
Neither do I, but it's fucking... it's wider than fucking...
I know, it's wider than poop.
Wider than what a butthole should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, your asshole
I'm thinking... I don't think it, like, opened as much as it, like, kind of... It was like an ice cream dispenser, but someone left it on.
Oh, it coiled up.
Some massive, like, would scare a normal person coming dumps. I've never clogged it with just straight dumps.
Sometimes
I think it's when you take a big one, you just feel the need to use more toilet paper than that. Like, yeah. Clogging.
That's the best plumbing. Feeling in the world, though.
When you get out of fucking
like
big fucking, dump.
But it's like a good dump. Cause...
Oh, I've had some. My diet is poor, so
it's all like fucking.
Yeah.
You get the ice cream shits.
ever since I went gluten free, my stomach issues have more or less cleared up.
Oh, I'm sure.
But before that. It used to be ridiculous. To the point, I used to keep Imodium on me at all times.
Yeah.
Like if I was in a spot, like most people, I guess, and I didn't learn this till later in life, have like a poop schedule. They drink a cup of coffee and they eat a bran muffin and they take one big dump in the morning and then they're good. The idea of a person living without the fear of having to take a dump just hitting them was a brand new concept to me at like 27 years old.
I'm always worried about having to take.
I'm pretty dumps. Regular, but like...
I'm regular now, but there was a time in my life where it wasn't, and I just like... That was like a fear in my mind. It's like I'd go hang out, like if I was dating someone new, and I'm not pooping in this house.
I would have no choice. Like, if we're going to spend significant time together, like I'm going to have... But not at this point in life, but before it was like, yeah, I'm going to take a dump. There's no way around it. I'm going to take a dump.
It's like, I have to do this.
I will courtesy flush. I will bring smell goods. I will run the goddamn shower, but whatever.
Strength actually relieved me of my fear of pooping wherever you wanted to.
He poops wherever, yeah.
Yeah,
he poops.
And it's like, I've started doing it, and I live in a much more free world than I did.
I bet you do. I have
to it's have not home much field. More free than like...
You have to have home field advantage.
I like kind of have to have home field advantage.
Oh, yeah. I take road dumps all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
I walked into a bar once just to poo.
I've done that like 1,000 times.
Yeah, just go in there.
The key on the road, like a road trip, don't stop at the McDonald's or the gas station. Go to the hotel.
The hotel lobby?
The hotel lobby bathroom, because their cleanliness is what they stake their reputation on.
That's a very good idea.
In general, if you ever got to take a dump on the road and...
I walked into a Giant Eagle one time to take a dump. I was like, no, son.
I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah, but this Giant Eagle is exceptionally bad.
I'm 117th. I've done that.
Oh, that's the worst Giant Eagle in fucking America. I hate that Giant Eagle.
I go to that Giant Eagle frequently.
Oh, I hate it.
I remember this was the weirdest day ever because I was filming like Chris Rawl. Like I was hanging out with George Dunn and Chris Rawl was like recruited him to film this sketch. And then George recruited me through news. Like there was a whole thing. We were all going to do something. This was like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, if Chris Rawl, whatever happened to that dude?
I don't know. He used to live above my buddy Sam.
That guy was really
dude. He had a shit
weird dude.
It was like it was perfect because like when Sam moved in, like I was helping Sam move in, and then he comes down with like a bottle of wine and like a whole gift basket for his new downstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, Chris Rawl lives here because I was cracking on how many plants this person has. I'm like, some old woman who lost her husband has to live here. And it's Chris Rawl. It's just an old guy who bombs regularly at open mics.
Yeah. Remember when he was like taping everybody's set?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really want you to tape my set, man.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Did you get mad at him?
Yeah, don't fucking record my sets. If I see like a fucking, especially with the flash on, you weirdo.
Yeah,
2 feet away from you in a bar that doesn't have a stage.
Yeah,
fucking,
like booths,
there was
where it's like
certain,
it's literally it's eye level with you.
A certain person, who has like a production entity that we've talked about before.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
With there's cum involved in his insignia.
Okay.
Okay. So he, on multiple occasions, has been like as the show's about to start, oh, also we're going to record all this and we're going to put it on a DVD and sell it. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. No. No.
Are that's you?
Ridiculous. Absolutely not.
That's...
Are you familiar with
like
the concept?
He was like offended that like I was saying no. I was like, absolutely not. No. Yeah. What do you mean? Why not?
No, that,
my shit. I'm not putting my shit next to your shit.
That guy.
You already have a brand.
Doesn't necessarily pick up on social cues if you're fucking.
I don't know.
catch my drift there.
I'd love to at some point.
What sports stuff did you guys talk about today?
Bunch of football. Yeah, the history of football.
Home Alone for a while. Are you excited? Is there a game this Sunday for the Browns?
It's the 0-16 game.
Oh, yes. I'm pumped.
I did most certainly win our fantasy football championship.
Oh, that's
congratulations,
right.
We
Brian.
Have not, thank you very much. We have not brought that up yet.
Champion. Brian is the champion. At least it
shows how good of a fantasy football show we are.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I won the fantasy football league we've been like talking about the whole time.
The plot from Home Alone.
It took like 40 minutes into the very next episode to even bring it up.
Yeah,
I won that thing. I beat Mary.
At least, hey, it fucking went to one of the fantasy boys. So,
yeah.
There you go. There you go.
It's always better when it goes to one of the boys.
One of the boys with a Z.
Absolutely. I almost was positive that Mary was going to win just same because, here. Like, fucking, we had talked all year about, like, how inexplicable it was that she was...
She was in first place the whole season. She auto-drafted. She made her picks on her lineup based
on that.
Projections, and she just coasted.
I did that for a base fantasy baseball league. Then I won when I was in high school, and everyone was super mad at me because they're like, "Why aren't you traded?" I'm like, "I'm not doing it."
What makes me really, really happy is I made it to the finals, the championship game in two leagues: my work league and the comedian league. I won the comedian league. I lost the work league, but I still made it to the championship in both. They're both Yahoo leagues, and after you draft, Yahoo looks at your draft and laughs at you, or tells you you're amazing. So they'll give you actual letter grades. And I had like a C and a C minus in both of them. And people were giving me shit. Look at this shitty team. And like they're like, you were bragging about this team. Fuck you. And I'm like, Yahoo doesn't know dick. Trust me on this. Just trust me on this. I'm fucking made it to the championship in both because Yahoo does not know dick.
Apparently. I mean, Yahoo definitely has to know more than I do about football. Because I know nothing about football. I'm just happy that the Browns are going to be on 16.
I got an A in the draft, and I didn't even make the playoffs, so...
That's okay. How that works.
Well, also, like, everyone who was good died, like, right at the beginning of this football season, right?
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, everyone who's good.
Well, not on my... Well, yeah, Aaron Rodgers fucked me bad.
But Todd Gurley and Antonio Brown were in Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel. Like, I saw a lot of people that had some sort of mix of Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Leonard Fournette, and Ezekiel Elliott. Some mix of like three of those. And that seemed to be like if you picked early in the draft,
yeah,
that you would get some sort of mix of those guys. People were fucking crushing it with that tandem. And then Zeke went down and like some of those teams were really calmed down. But my one buddy who was a juggernaut the whole season in the work league, I ended up taking him down in the semifinals. But like Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, and Keenan Allen, plus Tom Brady at quarterback, Shady McCoy, his other running back. This dude was just a fucking juggernaut, and what? I took his ass down.
Shady McCoy?
Yeah.
Someone named their son Shady?
LeSean. That's
definitely a nickname.
LeSean Shady McCoy.
It's the best.
Yeah. The ironic thing, he's a stand-up guy.
It's actually very nice.
Good adventurous character.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, fuck you, Brian. I did,
I'm gonna skull fuck you. I'm gonna skull fuck you blindly.
You know what? I own up to it. I was wrong.
Now you have to eat that giant bag of dicks.
God dick shaped gummies. So you have to eat this whole bag of dick shaped gummies.
God,
my stomach hurts.
He has to consume actual silicone dildos. Big bag of them.
I was at, someone randomly at work. You guys remember that grapefruiting video?
Oh, we just talked about that. Yeah. Somebody else that wasn't.
Some kid from work brought it up to my boss. My boss brought it up to me this morning. I laughed so hard because of how ungodly that noise is. Oh, yeah. We were talking about it.
Let me guess. Is the guy fucking a grapefruit?
No, she gives this. We talked about it on Teach These Devils today too, so it's just like fresh on my mind. But you've never seen it?
Oh man!
I remember this guy, Kai Greene. He's been in these like bodybuilding documentaries, and he plays like second a couple times at Mr. Universe or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He like there's video of him doing gay for pay stuff, fucking a grapefruit apparently.
Oh hell yeah!
Wait, who?
Kai Greene is his name.
Somebody that you know?
No, he's like one of the top bodybuilders in the
world. I worked with a gay porn star and I went to school with a gay porn star.
Oh yeah?
Those are my porn confidants.
Big hogs?
I'm imagining they have big hogs. I think one did was confirmed big hog. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Logan Birch. Logan Birch, pretty big hog.
Shout out Logan Birch.
Shout out
Logan Birch with that dick. Same time?
Exactly.
How's that work?
So what you
need to do? You wait.
Oh, she explains.
You want to make sure you get the ruby red, sweeter, it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, the grapefruit is room temperature. All you have to do is put it in warm water. Do not microwave it. Do not boil it. Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to
boil
do is
grapefruit every day.
Well, you gotta roll.
The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it up a little bit. The juicier, the better. Then what you're going to do is you're going to find the navel. There's two navels to the grapefruit. Once you do that, you're going to place it on the plate, and the navel's on the outside.
I like how she describes how to cut
the grapefruit to the size of the penis and vagina.
Now, all this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation. Because
do not let him see the preparation.
Then what you're going to do is you're going to take it to the other side.
That is so the most insane thing.
Sides missing just like this. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit approximately the size of your man's penis. Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Then what you want to do is you're going to take the knife midway down and make sure it goes all the way through. All you
want to
do is make a nice hole.
When it gets to the part.
Literally cutting a fuck hole into a grapefruit.
Right.
Now if you take it and make it too big, that's okay because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina. And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push the flesh back. It's just grapefruit.
It's just grapefruit.
There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? If you came to the bedroom with a grapefruit, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that. So
yeah, I think I would ask that too.
Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to suck your dick blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. He's already prepared under the bed. He smelled the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. You have to be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you want to do.
Dude, that noise is fucking ungodly.
Now, ladies, remember, also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight while you're sucking his dick. Now, once you're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he still has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But
there's no way he doesn't smell it.
I've been fucking a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
Now I kind of want to fuck a grapefruit.
Yeah. Why not?
I would be terrified if someone started providing oral sex to me and that noise came out, though. Like two wildcats fighting.
All you want to do from your mouth.
Oh, but she says I'm boiling it. She can't tell me what to do.
She seems like a good egg to me.
She got moxie.
She absolutely
fervor.
Does.
She sucked that dick with fervor.
Thank you, Angela. Yes. Or Angel. Angel is her name.
It's racist. It sucks souls out of penises.
Yeah. Pretty she much. Could suck a soccer ball through a fiber optic cable. Oh, my goodness. Man, I ate some mushrooms yesterday, and I was the funniest that I've been in a long-ass time.
When'd you do that? Were you at
On a fucking Wednesday, you weirdo.
I was like, that's a weekday. Well, whatever.
I love it.
Yeah. Did you have off today?
No, I went in.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You're a maniac.
Whatever.
I mean, I also had to go to a family barbecue after that.
I did the Hilarities Home for the Holiday show last night.
Who was on the Hilarities Home for the Holiday show?
It was me, Schizo Bill, Jasmine, Mike Chiselka, the Brendan Ayer, who murdered.
Brendan Ayer is super funny.
That bit about like the vibrators at the drugstore and then saying it's a shoulder massager. Yeah. And then he's like looking at the tube.
I remember.
This is for lubricating baby's arms, applying suntan lotion. Hilarious. But after him was Zachariah, and then Mike Head, and then Ryan Dalton. Nice. And I hosted and closed out the show.
Nice. Wow.
And they specifically asked me to go do the poop story at the end.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many when those shows run through...
That was it. It was one night deal. Oh, that's it. It's always a one night deal.
Oh.
And then I am back at Hilarities tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
It's a busy weekend.
MCing, and then Sunday, New Year's Eve, I'll be at the Improv.
Nice.
Who are you, what are you doing at the Improv? Are you opening for somebody?
MCing, I don't even know who the headliner is, to be honest with you.
I thought Polk usually does that.
He usually did, and I actually did it, like, I featured for him last year there. Me and Mary, like, co-featured.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know. I have no idea. He didn't even do the home. He did like a Mike Farrell show instead of doing Home for the Holidays. It was weird. Like Squire wasn't there. Mary wasn't there. Polk wasn't there. It was a very different feel.
Where was Mike Farrell at on a show?
Mike Farrell had a show out in like Avon Lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Apparently there's like 150 to 200 people there. Polk headlined. Mary featured.
They would be like, I can imagine. I can imagine that happening out there though during the holidays.
I guess, I mean, they know, those guys, like,
you know, listen to, like, the radio and shit, or watch Fox 8 News and whatever.
And plus, nobody ever fucking does anything fun in Avon or Avon Lake, you know?
Dude, it was the worst living there.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Fuck that noise.
You lived in Avon Lake?
I lived in Avon. Huh? I lived in Avon. I went to high school. I graduated from Avon High School.
No shit.
Yeah, that was my last 2 or 3 years of high school. It was one of like I was like one of three Puerto Rican kids in my graduating class. Yeah,
Avon Eagles.
Yeah, that was like our football team was oddly good that year or something, or was it the year post that?
I didn't care about it.
I graduated in 2009.
Okay, I graduated 2006, and I remember playing against Bobby La Rosa.
Yeah, that was like that was the dude. Apparently, back at that time, I didn't know who he was. I knew he was my friend Christie's older brother.
We beat that kid's ass. He did nothing against Rocky River. We were not a very good team. And he used to go to the gym that I worked out at, so I kind of knew him. I heard that he, like...
Oh, he's... Yeah.
I mean, he's dead now.
Yeah, he's what? Dead now.
Yeah, he...
I forgot, actually super forgot.
Into pills and super into heroin and, like...
I actually forgot that he died.
All the way into heroin.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he was like Mr. Ohio football or something?
No, he was just it was Avon. So to me, that's what it is to me, because that's what Ohio is to me, is Avon for some reason. Hmm. I just always think of like, I don't know.
He was like their big name player.
Yeah.
Love to uplift the people here.
Well, ending on a high note.
Yeah. Well, you know, shit happens and then you get into pills.
The one kid that I played football with, he was a senior when I was a junior. He ended up going to Michigan on a wrestling scholarship. And then he decided he didn't like wrestling, so 5'5", 170-pound white kid walked down to the Michigan football team, made the team, got a scholarship, and got like 9 carries. Like throughout his first season.
Yeah.
Like that's like, crazy.
I'm a
hero. Actual fucking carries for Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was Lloyd Carr days. Like that was like the fucking number one, number two team in the nation at different points.
My friends went to school with this kid in Medina.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, he plays for the Baltimore Ravens now. Do you know any kid from Medina playing Baltimore?
I don't know him, but like an electrician.
Do you know of him?
Haruki Nakamura or something like that?
No, it's like Kyle. His name is like Kyle.
Yeah, he's like
a Medina boy. It's something like that. Something with a K, but...
I don't think it's Medina High School. I think it's like one of the high schools in Medina County.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But like my friends went to school with him, and I think the funniest part about that story is like he's just such one of those macho kids. And then he goes to end up playing pro NFL football, and his dad comes out as a homosexual.
Oh, really?
And then he, like, has no idea how to feel about his dad.
That kid that I played football with, I played in Michigan, he ended up getting kicked off the Michigan football team. He got kicked off when Rich Rodriguez came in. My buddy got into an altercation with a Michigan hockey player, like a star hockey player that had already been drafted by, like, the Anaheim Ducks and shit like that. Yeah. And he picked this dude up, and he was a Michigan wrestler at first, picks him up and, like, suplexes him onto the fucking sidewalk and, like, fractures his skull and T1 vertebrae. Like,
damn,
really?
Jesus.
Did a number on him. Kid ended up, like, walking and being fine. I don't know if he actually continued his career.
But, like, yeah, my buddy got kicked off
the football team.
For yeah, that. Well,
that shit will happen.
Apparently, and, like, I do believe Mike. I don't think that Mike was, you know, the kind of guy that would just assault somebody ever
just
like
out
that.
Out of the
blue. Well, I'm like, sure I think that from
sure you
from Mike's side of the story, like, this guy was, like, being very rough with a girl.
There's definitely,
Mike kind of stepped in, but
I believe it, but he's still like,
yeah, there's definitely there definitely has to be like, what is it? There's definitely got to be a prologue to suplexing somebody. You
don't
just
suplex. Oh, absolutely. That's not really you don't just throw a suplex, like, unless you mean it.
Like, I'm really. Just going to suplex this dude.
That's that wrestler. I like fighting wrestlers.
I would never fight
a wrestler before?
They don't. They stop fist fighting. There's no fist fighting. And then they just try to break your limbs.
Yep.
I've never.
Oh, shit. I got to go. All
right. We're done. We're done here, people.
Thanks for having me on Fantasy Boys for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Wilson Rivera. At Fantasy Boys Pod, at Party All the Ryan, and at I Am Brian Kenny, at Bill Squire. Goodbye,
at
bitch.
Poopsex.com.
Grapefruit.